BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one?
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out-of-work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, some of the DJs are starting to notice that they may have put their full names in their jingles like this.
Daniel Howard.
Also, sit back and enjoy as I lose it during Bumbleow Wednesday thanks to Radio 1's technology. And a man who has decided he's an influencer with just under 200 followers.
Radio 1.
So Jax Jones is on 1:30 till 2 today. We've got a celebrity sleuth game to play with him as well. Jax Jones becomes a detective.
Love Jax Jones, willing to do anything for the show. Really steps up.
Really does.
Always, including the whole farting thing that we made him do last time.
Yeah, like just filmed himself farting for a week. You wouldn't get that from many pop stars.
I feel with him, you can ask him anything on
pretty
behalf
much
of the show. He's like, for us, he's a strong contact in this whole music world.
He really is. Game for a laugh, that's what he is.
Exactly.
1:30, Jax Jones on the show. After 2, it'll be Bumbleo, so get your requests in, please. 81199, anything retro from the show. Can I ban Open a Window, Gary? Because that, like, so many people ask for that every week, and
true,
I'm bored of it.
And me asking truckers to do the horn.
Yeah,
we get a lot of requests for that. It's good to freshen it up.
Yeah, other bits from the show that you've enjoyed.
Yeah.
81199. So this whole DJ's full names thing is going really well. I just want people to be called by their full and proper names. So Grimmy yesterday played your version of Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, and then I may have inserted his full name jingle into his show without him knowing.
I'm the bad guy. Whoa.
Stunning vocals from Chris Stark on the Justin Bieber remix of the Justin Bieber remix of Billie Eilish on Radio 1. Hi, everybody. Nicholas? All right, Mum.
I really enjoy how it's taken people by surprise. And then last night with Ricky, Melvin and Charlotte, or shall I say Richard, Melvin and Charlotte?
Richard, Melvin, Charlotte.
Radio 1.
No and problems
for,
there.
For that, you can
great
blame Scott Mills and Chris.
Is it Scott and Chris up to their tricks again? So
they're trying to basically get all the DJs' real names, because a lot of us shorten our names and whatnot. Some of us have completely different names. Like, Melvin's name is really Shirley.
Can I just say, my name is actually Ricky. It's not. I know that Ricky is an abbreviation of Richard. But my name on my birth certificate is Ricky.
See, that confused me, that clip, because I thought, actually, your name was Richard after that. So
no,
it's not.
No,
so
it's not no, Richard. No, no.
All right. Is
no
yours really Charlotte then?
Well, yeah, you should know that.
But I feel like Melvin got left out of that one. Is there a way that we can, like,
well, if he bump puts my, if he puts my African name, which is Cuckoo,
yeah,
then
yeah,
it'll make sense.
All right,
oh,
Scott,
okay.
Chris, if you're listening, we'll have Richard, Cuckoo and Charlotte, please. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, leave it with me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sophie in Stoke suggests, can we have Steve with Curtis Pritchard in Bumbleo Gap today? Lovely young lady.
You're a lovely young lady.
Lovely young lady. Yeah, that'll be on. Sam Smith, how do you sleep? Got some other DJ names done, actually.
BBC Radio 1. Clarabella Amfo.
Is that her full name?
I don't know. Also, we got the Devin Alice one wrong yesterday, so
this is BBC Radio 1.
Devin and Alessandria.
There we are.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jax Jones, hi.
Hiya.
You heard our thing on Monday, which was the guy who was the world champion of the crazy golf there.
Yeah.
And what did you think?
I was slightly enamoured,
yeah,
and invested in what he's doing. I didn't know it was a global proposition as well. Like,
yeah,
he was travelling the world. Where did he say he goes? Portugal, Spain and stuff, and they take it really serious. And
yeah.
Yeah. And,
that's the thing, you just see crazy golf as crazy golf. This guy's a champion. He's almost like the face of it. Bex.
Is he good looking?
We don't know.
Like, can I market him? Because I'm thinking about getting involved by the
are
sounds
you
of it, to be honest. Yeah, like, you know, I've been looking for something to do with my money, to be honest with you.
Beck sounds like...
But this is it. You could come into
that
sport.
You know, you mentioned about the team jersey.
Yeah.
He wanted sponsorship. That's right. Well, you're considering it.
I'm genuinely considering it. Why don't we do a collaboration?
Okay.
You hook it up. You broker the deal. Right. We could do this. He could be like my AJ, but right. Beck.
Are you offering?
Yes.
Are you offering up the money then, are you?
Yeah, how much do you reckon he needs?
I don't know. We'll get him back on and find
out. Let's get him back on.
But you see, at this level, I don't think it's that much money.
No.
In the grand scheme of things, for what is a sport that could be as big as football in a few years' time.
Potentially, but also the bragging rights are priceless.
Right.
I'll be up there with the other great sponsors.
You will. We've had this situation once before. Do you remember when Daniel Radcliffe was on the show, Scott?
Yeah.
And we'd had a caller on, I think she was part of a cheerleading team or something that needed a sponsor. And he just bowled into the studio and was like, don't say it on air or anything, but I'll sponsor the team. And he went and did it.
Yeah.
Radcliffe. He's long money now. Like,
it's long money.
That's Harry Potter long money.
Old money.
Old money.
It is.
Old money for a young boy. But hang on. Me and Scott have been saying this as well, in that you do see some people in music, right, you sort of slightly resent being so rich.
Oh, yeah.
But with you, I'm enjoying the ride with it.
Yeah.
It's like...
So we were having this conversation. Chris gets really bitter about people, generally, famous people, that have got money. And don't you?
Yeah, I think it's...
Where does it come from?
I don't know. I think it is jealousy.
So yeah, it is jealousy. And sometimes he'll watch, let's say, I don't know, Martin Garrix getting off his private jet, and he hates on it a little bit. But with you, he loves it.
I love it, and I wish you more money and wealth.
He does.
I do. And do you know what it is? It's because you're doing it right, and you're happy, and you're doing what everyone would do with that money in that situation, I'd like to think.
I mean, your holiday looked banging.
Mate.
I mean, let's talk about the holiday after this.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, back to Jax Jones. Your holiday
literally was insane.
Can you tell me what area it was?
I was in the Maldives. Oh. But I was in like a faraway... It was a genuinely private island, only like 16 rooms. And I had my own butler. And I know that sounds super pretentious.
No, but it looks great.
I took a selfie. He was just a lad. Ibrahim was just a lad. And he was amazing. We were messaging. That's how we communicate and stuff. And when you make your request for breakfast from the long menu, that was also floating in my pool overlooking the sea.
The menu float?
It was...
Did they offer to, if you wanted to, run your bath?
They did.
Yeah. And did you take that up?
I took it up. I had the rose petals and I also had a two-hour massage every day.
From Ibrahim?
Not from Ibrahim, sadly.
He can really do it all.
Certainly not, sir.
But explain to me how this works then. So, right, let's say you want to go on a nice holiday, right?
Yeah.
You're at a stage now where you can go, do you know what? There's something that I really want to do. And you can bosh out a song, right? You know you've got that song in you that can then pay for...
Said holiday.
Holiday or something. And do you ever start to view it like that? You just go, right, I'm going to throw out a song here because... Does it ever work out like that? Or
he says to his wife, babes, this one's on You Don't Know Me.
Yeah, exactly.
I did say that. And to be fair, once we've had various, you know, I wish it was all top 10s, but we've had top 20s in like, you know, one after another.
Yeah.
And I can tell you how much said song will earn. And so, yeah, there is an element of that. And I don't know it. For me, it's just exciting, I guess, to just see the world the way I want to see it. Like, I went on safari this year. It was like, oh, and you shouted out my mother-in-law as well.
Yeah, I did.
Mate, we have such a strong, between yourself and they came, people came and were showing love and she was happy, man.
We asked her, well, I know you did it on your Insta, but then I said, please get Jax Jones' mother-in-law some more followers on the chart. And they came.
They did. They came in droves.
So I've missed this. So your mother-in-law is doing well on social.
She's doing better.
She's doing her boomerangs and stuff. Yeah, she's there. And,
is it hard to keep control when the family are getting famous, you know?
It's my favourite bit. It's what I'm doing it for.
What about club PAs and things? Is that
And that's vibe? Next, surely.
PAs and meet and greets.
Freshers Week. Yes, Freshers Week. Let's get her doing Freshers Week. That'd be great.
Right, next, we're going to play Celebrity Sleuth with Jax Jones, where you, Jax, will become a detective for about 5 minutes. Mm. Wait right there.
Scott Mills.
Celebrity Sleuth on Radio 1. Jax Jones is here. Hi.
How you doing?
Good. So, we have asked for people to get in touch with us if one particular track that you have made means a lot to them. I saw that you retweeted that.
Mm.
So it could be like one of your tracks was the soundtrack to a great night out, or someone getting proposed to, or
I don't know, maybe you're getting dumped to it.
Or dumped.
It could be anything, really, couldn't it?
But they will have a story attached to one of your tracks, which means a lot to them. Thing is, there's two callers. One person is for real, and they're telling the truth, and your track does mean a lot to them. The other person is a complete liar. Good afternoon, Joe. Hello.
Hello.
Right, so Jax Jones is with us. If you could just walk us through your story and the track that means so much to you by Jax Jones.
Afternoon, Joe. No pressure, mate.
Hello, Jax. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Very good. Right then. So the track that is my utmost favourite, which I think you should be playing, is You Don't Know Me. So I'm at Liverpool University going into third year now. And in first year uni, freshers, when I moved into my flat of 15 random people, the song that was always featured during pre's was You Don't Know Me. And at the end of freshers, we'd realised that one of my friends, when he wasn't really feeling up to a night out, he'd just play You Don't Know Me and he'd be straight out, straight up dancing. And that was that. One particular night, he was unconscious for about half an hour.
Ooh.
So we're all thinking he wasn't going to make it. Until my friend Dan decided to whack on You Don't Know Me, and he rose like Tyson Fury off the canvas.
He came back to life.
He came back to life, yeah.
We can all pick this apart and ask questions, FYI.
Brilliant.
Are we allowed to ask questions? Okay, said friend.
Yeah.
What other music does he listen
to? He's a big fan of house.
Right.
It was the anthem of your Freshers Week then. Was there any other stories of note from your Freshers Week?
Oh, I don't really know if I can talk about
those. No, okay.
It's fairly plausible, like, for my music resonates well with university nights out. It's my demographic as well, 18 to 21, you know.
It's actually a very sensible story, isn't it? It makes sense. You're big in Freshers Week, you're Jax Jones, it all fits.
All right.
It's the bringing him back to life bit, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. That was the detail that we liked, I think. Yeah. Okay, well, think on as we speak to Sam on the other line. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Scott, Chris, and Mr. Jax Jones. Hiya.
Mr. Sam.
Here he goes.
Ready. Okay, we're ready for your track and your story, Sam.
Okay, so basically, my track is Jax Jones' You Don't Know Me. And basically, I've got a bit of a backstory about it, about me and my nan. She loves to stay up to date with a fair bit of pop culture and, like, technology. But sometimes, like, she just takes it a bit too far and it gets really embarrassing. So when this tune came out a few years ago, obviously, like, Radio 1 were playing it loads. And so whenever we're in the car together, I'd always be singing it. And my nan, she used to do a lot of music and dance. So she's pretty quick at picking up lyrics and rhythms. But basically, she learnt all the lyrics to this song while we're in the car together. You know when it's like on the drop, it's like, ooh, nah, nah, yeah, don't act like you know me. She changed it. She changed those lyrics to ooh, nan, nan, yeah, don't act like you know me, nanny, yeah.
Melting. Okay.
She loves it.
She didn't learn the whole song, though.
I hope that she didn't.
So you only experienced this one bit, basically.
Well, this was it. This is the bit I thought I experienced, but I once heard her talking to my mum. And there's that really sassy lyric in the song when it goes, what was it? I mean, we can throw shapes together, but it doesn't mean you're in my circle.
Mm.
I once heard my nan turn around to my mum and just shout that out. I mean, she's quite sassy herself, but I didn't expect it.
You might have stretched yourself too far. Questions? In the last bit, Sam.
What other artists your nan into?
Well, she tried Stormzy. She tried Stormzy.
That's a nan's favourite. No, actually, that's actually my mother-in-law and my father-in-law. We talk about Stormzy, basically.
Okay, any more questions?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, this. Sam, your nan, I say it's tricky. I think you are lying so far. That's currently...
For me, it was when she threw out the We Can Throw Shapes Together. That was too much spice on the... On the cinema. Mark.
Okay, we're going to decide after this. Right there.
BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Dominic Fike on Radio 1. Freya Ridings coming up and Billie Eilish. Celebrity Sleuth with Jax Jones. Chris, who have we got?
Okay, first up, we had Joe, who claims that your song You Don't Know Me was a freshers' anthem at his uni. Liverpool uni, I think he said. And it was such an anthem that even when his mates weren't really up for it, they'd play that song and then they'd all go out. They'd rise like a phoenix from the flames and go and enjoy a massive night out. And I think that seems quite plausible. The second story involves Sam and his nan, who apparently heard the lyrics to your song and then started quoting them back at other elderly people.
No, she actually rephrased it and made it about herself. So it's, ooh, Nana.
That was the one. Yeah.
Don't act like you know me. I'm Nan.
So what are you thinking?
I think, me personally, Sam is the liar, second caller about his nan. Although I wanted that to be true because I wanted to get her on my Insta after that.
Personally, yeah. I think that he was doing so well, and then you're right, he overcranked it with the story about...
In the kitchen with the lyric, we could throw shapes together.
Didn't say that. I don't think that happened.
No.
Okay, so we're saying that Joe is telling the truth and Sam is telling a big lie. Sam, are you telling the truth or are you the liar?
I'm a liar.
Yeah! We got it right. And Joe, your story was 100% true.
It was, yeah.
Joe, legendary story. I can relate.
Thank you. No, it was good. It was the anthem of fresh. To be fair, it's been the anthem of uni.
Do you know what? When you, I was enjoying the story, and then I enjoyed it 10 times more when you brought your friend back to life. Like,
yeah.
Who would have known?
I know.
Musical resus.
You don't see that on Holby City, do you? But that you would don't. Be an amazing episode if someone's completely out of it. Open scene, Jax Jones appears, and they just rise back.
It sounds like a good music video concept, actually.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
God, all the ideas. Guys, we've got all the ideas here. This is good.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
And thank you, Jax.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, blow me, it's Wednesday, so let's... Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. First up, for Sophie and Donna in Stoke, Steve with Curtis Pritchard.
You're a lovely young lady. Lovely young lady. Lovely young lady. You're a lovely young lady. You are a lovely young lady. Lovely young lady. Lovely young lady. No, you're a lovely young lady.
I don't need you to tell me. I don't need
lovely
you to say that.
Young lady. You're a lovely young lady.
If you don't need to do it like as many
you
times.
You really are a lovely young lady.
If you don't need to do it as many
lovely
times.
Lovely lady.
Just tell me this: how many
you
times you said it.
Lovely lady. Lovely young lady. You're a lovely young lady. Lovely lady. Lovely lady. Lovely lady. Lovely
yeah, but Steve,
lady.
Steve, what you're
lovely
doing?
Lady.
Steve, what you're doing now?
You're a lovely
now,
young lady.
What you're doing is you're saying it as many times as Curtis said it. I just need to know the number.
It was so therapeutic just shouting those in his face.
Awkward for me. Zoe from London wants that time where Capaldi came in and just randomly sang The Climb.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming. There's a voice. Is this the backing track? You'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is fading.
This is the live now.
I
oh, go on.
Gotta be strong.
How do you know the words?
What do you mean, how do you know the words? It's an absolute classic.
Callum, join in. It's karaoke now.
Here we go.
I know the words.
Oh, it's gotta be another mighty.
Chris from Barnsley wants this. Throwback.
I'm an adult baby.
That was you.
Where'd you find that?
God, it's like when you first started.
I'm an adult baby.
Rich in Birmingham wants any of Welsh Nicole.
Spoons.
Spoons.
I love spoons.
Why do you love spoons? I love spoons. Dan in Cambridge, for you.
Come on, ladies, come on, ladies. 1 pound fish, 1 pound fish. Have a look, 1 pound fish. Have a look, 1 pound fish. Very, very good, 1 pound fish. Very, very cheap, 1 pound fish.
So for when was that? There was a crowd cheering to that.
It's on X Factor, wasn't it?
1 pound fish man was on X Factor when?
I don't know.
God.
Anyway, Anna in Heartland wants Under the P from one of your Chris Stark guides.
Under the P, under the P. Darling, it's better, it's definitely wetter, take it from me. Up in Crowland Abbey, they like to pray. In Southie Wood, they like to play. While the oats roasting, in flares we are toasting under the P.
Who? The guide to Peterborough there. For Jack in York, Gemma.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
Dale in Birmingham wants this from Peep Show.
It's the journey of life, like Radio 1, Radio 2, Classic FM, Heart, Magic, Dead. Mm.
Yeah. True, though. Mark in Gloucester. Always a favourite, Maya Jama.
For his muse, Submissive Black Hole.
Oh, my God. It's still good, baffles isn't it? Me.
Still good. Like, how do you get that so wrong? Serious.
For his muse, Submissive Black Hole.
And finally...
Say it with confidence, though.
For Helena in Scarborough, Pete Tong doing the Radio 1 website address in 1995.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index:html.
Surprisingly, Pete didn't get any emails.
Why would you even? I don't get it.
http://.
Oh, sure, Pete, I'll write it down.
Just read that for us, Pete, and they'll all get in touch. They're young. You're gay.
No.
You've lost it.
Sorry. Oh, bless Pete. They probably made that read it out every week and no emails. No one logging on. Okay, who have we got? Because my computer's gone off again. Okay. It's really good here.
Well, you know why we do this. Party time. Halfway through the week, everyone. And we like to do this. We have a little dance to the Gypsy Kings.
I'm just retyping my email. Don't
loads
worry.
Loads and loads of shout-outs. So, hello, Tom. Who is doing just an old-fashioned bumbling whilst he does the regrouting in his kitchen.
Crap!
Right, here we go. Let's have it. Turn the music on.
All right. Okay, I'm back on.
Shambles.
Sam and Dan, the builders in Midsummer Norton.
Hello, Shane Davis bumbling in his barbershop right now.
Joe and Kent driving home from work already. Nice. We've got Peter... listening in Edinburgh, the Tesco drivers in Salisbury, and Stuart bumbling on his way to work in New Zealand, but will be downloading the podcast.
Nat and Lee on the way to Plymouth in the rain.
Charlotte finally listening live, also a podcast listener. Is yours gone off now?
Yeah.
Seriously. Right.
It's fine, we're back. Clapping up.
I've got a...
Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
I've got to call a special number in a minute to get mine working.
Emma bumbling on... in Warwick right now.
This is an absolute shambles.
Sam in Coventry.
If only things worked. Dino and Callum in soaking Sussex by the sea. Loving the gap today.
Rachel's got a leaky coat.
Good.
Hello to Alex and Billy, cleaning cow sheds, having a bumbleo right now.
And Joss and Cal in Cookley.
The
Scott Mills Daily.
Lots of people finding that bumbleo very funny today. I thought it was one of the more stressful ones. Catherine says, nothing says Wednesday like shouting crap at your computer. You really lost it. I sort of missed it.
I'm having such a Wednesday, I've got to be honest with you. Everything in my life today that could go wrong has.
How did I miss this? Loads of people saying that you lost it. In fact, we got it here. We have a little dance to the Gypsy Kings.
I'm just retyping my email, don't
loads
worry.
Loads and loads of shout-outs. So, hello, Tom, who is doing just an old-fashioned bumbling whilst he does the regrouting in his kitchen.
Crap! Right. Oh, God. I'm sorry,
quite
everybody.
Prominent. Yeah, sorry.
I mean, I've typed my email in so many times. Okay, I'm going to relax.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, Grace on her way to Bristol's having a mere Wednesday as well. Her friend, who was supposed to be staying... I know, she was supposed to be staying at her friend's tonight. That's been cancelled.
Why?
I don't know. Then the fast food restaurant messed her lunch order up and now she's lost her debit card. It's all going wrong.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I hate days like that, right? And sometimes you just got to write them off as just days, don't you?
That's what
I'm
doing.
Oh, I'll just go again tomorrow.
Oh, let's go to bed. Hello, Holly.
Hello.
How's your Wednesday, please?
Yes, it's okay. I'm currently on my own in a very empty school, so I feel a bit lonely.
Oh, why?
Because it's summer holidays, but I'm in my classroom doing all my displays and stuff.
Oh, right, so you're a teacher.
I am a primary school teacher.
Okay, that must be weird with, like, no one there.
It's just, it's not right, and every corridor that I walk through, I have to turn the lights on, and everything's really echoey, and just it's just not right.
Props haunted as well.
Well, yeah, probably.
Also, I think we need people like yourself here at Radio 1, actually, in the sense that when you go in and do these displays, so much effort is put into it. A couple of mates of mine who are teachers have got this newfound respect, right? Because they have to, like, measure the sides of the boards when they're putting up all these margins and whatever it is that you do.
A lot of effort.
It's a lot of effort, isn't it? And I think the studio, and this is no offence to anyone working here, could do with a bit of that, because it's kind of been held together. You know, do you know what I mean, Scott?
I mean, the thing is, right, on the little videos that get released on Instagram, the studio looks great. However, it looks better on camera.
I think, Holly, it just needs someone like yourself to come in and just cast your eye over it, you know, attention to detail.
Yeah.
It's like scenery.
I can
scenery.
Come in and do the backing, the bordering, the lettering, the lamination.
Perfect.
I'll do it all.
Could you?
Teachers are great at this kind of stuff. Do you have to do this at teacher training, all of that? Because it feels to me you should be able to be a good teacher but then be rubbish at displays. Do you know what I mean? It's like, where do you learn this stuff?
It's experience. Like, you don't get trained in this. You just have to know what colours go with what and, like, how to cut stuff out really, really well.
Good, OK. So when are the kids back then?
On the 2nd of September, I think, but we're back for 2 days in August, which just doesn't feel right.
No, long.
I'll tell you what else is weird when it's empty. Have you ever been to a nightclub in the day?
That's not right.
Weird. Yeah. Because, like, I did some filming in a club, like, quite recently, and I was like, this is odd, because I'd been to that place when it was really dark, but the lights were on full and there's no one in there, and that's just not right.
It's really small. I had to go back to Smokey Joe's in Maidenhead to pick up my coat, and the day after... Don't ask. It wasn't the day after, actually. I left it quite a while. Had all sorts in. Phone charger, driving licence, all sorts. Had to go back in the day and walk through. I was like, this isn't the same place.
No, it doesn't look like the same place. OK, here's what I've got for you. Go on.
Sorry. No, it's like when the lights come on, you just feel really, really exposed.
Yeah.
At the end of the night.
And you're looking at everyone like, ew.
Ew. Here's my banger choice. I'm too good to you. I'm
way too good to you. You take my love. OK.
This is your best choice in a while.
Drake, Rihanna, Too Good.
Strong choice.
Holly, I'm going to offer you a banger choice, but I actually think you should go with this one. Because I'd really like to hear this as well. But the one I'm going to offer up is this. It's Bob.
That's an oldie but goodie, that one.
It is good, but it's not as good as Scott's. This is Bob, Airplanes, feat. Hayley Williams.
Both very good choices.
Thank you. Go on, then.
Well, I think to make you both happy, I'll go with Scott.
Yes!
Kate being fabulous.
Radio 1 presents
my very first podcast.
Jenna Collins.
You're just going to realise I might be a star, but I'm just exactly like you.
How can I help you?
You're going to hear my views, bit of glamour.
Laughing hysterically.
Cringing.
Oh my God, did you really say that?
Oh yeah, she did.
Is that all you have to do? What, this just once a week?
From Brentwood to Marbella.
It's going to be next level.
The name of my podcast is, what is it?
The Jenna Collins Podcast.
Download and subscribe on the BBC Sounds app.
I don't get how easy this is. Oh, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good to you. You take my love for granted. I just don't understand it.
Oh, it's even better than I remember it.
So good, mate. That is such a good song. That is what Rihanna has to come back with, like the sort of songs that everyone likes. What a tune.
Every time. So down on Rihanna's recent.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm actually not.
Not even recent. Okay. So that was Drake and Rihanna and Too Good. I just actually forgotten about that track.
It's so good. I've had good times to that song.
Have you?
Not like that.
Oh, right.
What I mean is just good nights
yeah.
out.
Oh, yeah.
End of night stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Not like that.
Loads of people are having a bit of a meh Wednesday, aren't they? So this is Tina. Her friend flies home from New York this evening, so they're supposed to do loads of fun things. But now her boyfriend's car has failed its MOT and she has to drive him to Portsmouth for training. Currently sat in the car outside a restaurant waiting for him and have been since 11. Great.
Ugh, that's so rubbish. But you often feel on your own when you're having a rubbish day. It's like, oh, I'm the only one that must be having this. What we're seeing here with all the messages we're getting is you're really not alone.
No, it's making people feel weirdly better.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow is the return of the Who game, which I haven't played. I'm saying it must be a year, I think. I normally do it when you're off
yeah,
with the
exactly.
listeners.
Well, I haven't played it for a very, very long time. It's all pent up inside me, though. I need a good few Who, you know, release, like a release of it all.
Right. It's been a while, hasn't it? You're fully loaded and ready to go,
that's
aren't you?
That's what I mean. Like, I just need to get it out. Get it out. You know?
Go on.
Oh, don't, because if I start, I won't stop.
All right, okay. Save it for tomorrow.
Exactly.
Save it up.
Like in anger.
Yeah. Like the Microsoft Office Assistant paperclip. Or an iPod. Little click there. Click, 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 click. Tomorrow, the Who game is back. This is Lana Del Rey.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC. Radio.
One. I don't even know why, but I think, I'm sure I haven't made this up. That guy we just played, James Hype, sent us pizzas last week.
What?
I'm
really?
Sure, yes. I believe he sent us some pizzas, and I don't know why, but thanks, James.
Well, I didn't get any pizza, and pizza's my favourite thing, so why haven't I received a pizza?
Well, he tweeted a photo of the delivery tracker to us. Trouble was, it was on Friday.
Rubbish.
Yeah, so I wasn't here till later, and you weren't here at all.
I wasn't, no. Rubbish.
All eaten by Devon Alice. But anyway, thank you, James.
Scott Mills.
You know there's so many influencers now, right?
Everywhere you look. You're never more than 3 metres from an influencer.
It's true, it's like rats.
Yeah, well, exactly. I wasn't going to say it.
But anyone listening can suddenly decide to be an influencer. If you believe it, you are.
I think there are a lot about. I think a lot of them are quite self-entitled. It's the same types of people. And I think it can be ever so slightly elitist. I actually do think that there'll be a lot of people listening to this who look at influencers and go, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do it just as well.
Well, I've got someone for you that is doing that right now. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Right, so explain what you've been up to.
Right, so basically, I have created an alter ego called Ianfluencer, who is an online Instagram influencer. It was born out of boredom, really, just me and my mates messing about. But now I'm getting a small internet following. And basically, I just mimic what influencers do, because they're all the same these days, aren't they, Scott? Like, they do the same poses, they post the same things. So I basically did that, and it's going well. I'm enjoying myself.
Be honest with me. Did you set it up partly because boredom, but partly because actually influencers are annoying you a bit?
Oh, 100%. Like, I work in social media, and I see them a lot. And they all pose in the same places. They all do the same things. And, yeah, I do find it a little bit annoying. So I thought, why not? I read a stat that was something like influencer marketing this year is going to be worth about $10 billion. And I thought, I just want a slice of the pie, Scott. I want to get in there.
Here's the problem. If you become an influencer, you will lose yep. everything about you that we really, really like here. Mm. In the sense that I'm looking at your account. You haven't got many followers.
Not
but that's
the moment.
Sort of the beauty of it.
No, but that doesn't matter. Like you,
exactly.
just...
I love them all.
Right, you've how many have you got?
190 currently. And
but...
they're all special to Ian.
Right, exactly. They're all special to Ianfluencer.
Do you not agree with me, Scott? If he becomes, let's say he gets 1 million followers, right? You're not going to like him.
No.
Well, the thing is, the beauty of it, because it's a parody account and we're doing these parody products, that's my general idea is eventually a brand is going to come to me and say, look, no, do a serious one. and then I can keep doing it and I'll get paid for it. It'd be great.
I think this is a bit like getting a job. So you're always told you've got to kind of imagine the job you want and then present yourself in that way and then you will get that job. So when you go into 100%. A job interview, you know, you wear a suit or you do whatever you need to do to match up to the job. On your account, you've started posting as if you are Zoella.
So exactly. Fake it till you make it.
Well, let me read you this one. This is Sam here on a mobility scooter. He's put, guys, if there's one thing you should know about me, it's that I love a fair deal. That's why when a particular bank approached me to be the new face of their smart pension plan scheme, I jumped at the opportunity.
Oh, this is amazing.
And it's like...
Yeah, that one came about because I work in one of these very millennial offices where there's random things knocking about, and there was a mobility scooter in the office that day, so I thought I'm going to jump on it and take a picture and see what happens.
Right.
The fact that you are on Radio 1 right now suggests that you are influencing. I mean, the thing is working. Look at this, Scott. All his posts start the same way. Guys, if there's one thing you need to know about me, it's that I love games. And that's him with a board game there. Look at this one. Guys, if there's one thing you need to know about me, it's that I love running.
And he loves everything. That's the point of Ian. He can be sponsored by absolutely anything or anyone. Just, he does anything for the money.
I don't know how I feel about it all, because I fear that you are an actual influencer now, even though we're pretending that you're not.
I'm looking at the photos. They look quite well done. Have you got like a team behind you?
I mean, my friend is a photographer, so I said, listen, Brendan, you fancy going out with me for the day and taking some pictures? And he did. He agreed to it. So,
guys, if
happened.
There's one thing you need to know about me, it's that I love coffee. And the new, I'm not going to say the coffee shop, iced latte range is out of this world.
Do you put hashtag ad or hashtag gifted?
Yeah, gifted, ad.
Amazing.
Yeah, we do Monday motivation. Ian's,
oh my God.
Ian's quote is
so
live
good.
Your life or it lives you. He does weekly inspirational talks that are slightly patronising on his stories, all that stuff.
Well, fair play to you, influencer. It is a good parody account because you speak and post in the same way that they do.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I've done a lot of research about influencer culture and I've tried to portray that with Ian.
I think what we've learned this week on the show is that Instagram is lies.
Radio. Scott Mills.
Right, so we had 190 followers. Lol, since we've mentioned him, the influencer now has about 700 followers. I mean, it's gone up quite considerably. Did I mention it, Ian? Influencer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, having a productive day?
I was doing until you mentioned Ian-fluencer.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll go and follow him. And you said he had about 189 followers, and I got there and he had about 300. And I just sat and kept refreshing it and watching it go up, and it's now at 1,047.
Yeah, this is the guy that we had on
1,048.
Earlier. 1,048. Wow, OK, it's gone up all the time. And the more we say Ian-fluencer, who is the fake influencer on Instagram, the numbers keep shooting up. So he's probably really thankful to us
right
now.
Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying. If the numbers go up, then he doesn't become a fake influencer anymore. So it's almost like we should enjoy him from afar.
Yeah. He'll be getting, like, tooth whitening deals all over the shop soon, won't
That's
he?
What I mean. Are we all going to want to follow a fake influencer who suddenly becomes an influencer?
I think the shine will wear off.
Clicker again.
Well, you can always click unfollow, do you know what I mean?
True. See how it plays out.
Are you enjoying it so far, though, Dan?
Yeah, I've been doing it. I've had a scroll through, looked at some of his posts.
Yeah, and look at all the people he's not sponsored by, but says he is.
I know, and there's quite a few things that you need to know about him.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, it sounds like you're having a really busy afternoon anyway, but keep whiling it away.
Back to
the numbers go up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, and I'm so pleased to announce that the game is back.